From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Ray Price.
Wasted words about an old love affair. You don't love me, you don't care. I tried so hard to forget the things that used to be, but it's so easy to remember a few old memories. Just when I think I'm doing fine, someone speaks your name, and I have to talk about you, though I know it's all in vain. Wasted words about an old love affair. You don't love me, you don't care.
Thank you, folks. Thank you a whole lot. And a great big hello to all our friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's all-star lineup, Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sir. Grand. And to make our Grand Ole Opry tonight really complete, I've invited over one of the real great names in opera and country music, Bill Monroe and all his bluegrass boys. Folks, Bill and his boys will be singing and fiddling for us in just a minute. But right now, we're due for some different kind of fiddling around. And this is all by word of mouth, because I'm talking about the tall tales about to be told by Rod Brasfield.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, hello, Rod. How you doing, buddy?
Good she, boy.
Say, Rod, you know, you look kind of... Thank you. You look kind of worried, Rod. What's the matter?
I am worried, Ray. I am worried. My wife ain't spoke to me in 3 days.
Is that so?
And for the life of me, I can't remember what I said to shut her up.
Rod, you say your wife ain't spoke to you in 3 days?
That's right.
Well, you better be careful, boy. Women like that's hard to find.
You ain't kidding, brother. I know. Hey, Ray, you see that little midget fella standing right out there in the wing?
Yeah, he is kind of a little fella.
Ain't he a little old bitty fella? He's a midget.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to borrow $10 from him a while ago, and he wouldn't let me have it.
Well, why not, Rod?
Well, he's a little short himself.
Say, Rodney, do you know anything about foreign countries?
Yeah, foreign countries. I know all about Hornwall and Centerville.
No, Rod.
Now, you mess around Linden, brother, and you're getting way out of your territory.
Rod, I'm talking about foreign countries.
Foreign countries.
Yeah, you see, I just won a big TV contest.
You did?
Yeah, and I won a trip to Europe.
Oh, that's fine,
Rod. Yeah, well, I want to go to Ballybally. Do you know where Ballybally is?
Ballybally?
Yeah.
Ballybally.
That's right.
Well, that there is right below Chesty Chesty, eh?
Oh, shut up, Rod.
Ballybally. Hey, Ray, you remember old Sam Bean down there in Hornwall?
Yeah, I know old Sam.
Yeah, never would work, old lazy thing.
That's right.
Well, sir, he got him a job not long ago hauling logs down
is
there in the bottom.
Right?
And he's got four old mules that he uses to haul them logs out of the bottom with. And they're old stubborn mules, and some of the language that he uses on them mules, it's pretty bad.
You mean it's pretty rugged?
Yeah, it's rugged. It's rough, boy. The other day he's coming out with a load of logs, and the preacher had been fishing. He's walking along there, and Sam asked him to get on the wagon and ride.
What happened?
Well, the preacher got on the wagon to ride, and you know after that parson got on that wagon, them mules couldn't understand the word Sam said to them.
You know, Rod, talking about people and people that we know, how's Uncle Sipe these days?
Oh, poor old Uncle Sipe ain't well at all.
You mean he's been sick?
Yeah, he's been sick, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him that he had a torpid liver.
A torpid liver?
Torpid liver. And ever since then, every time anybody gets in 40 foot of him, he'll holler, "Don't touch me! Don't touch me! I've got a torpedo on my liver, and I'm liable to blow up any minute." Yeah.
You know, Ray,
I've been thinking, isn't it wonderful the way Rod Brassfield knows how to get the most out of a gag?
You bet, Grant. It reminds me of the way Prince Albert always gets the most out of its tobacco.
You mean the way PA knows how to keep and even improve the rich natural flavor that nature puts in the tobacco?
Indeed I do, cousin. And you know, that's one of the reasons why a fella tastes Prince Albert. He just naturally approves it.
And pipe smokers like the cool, comfortable smoking pleasure they get from PA, too.
Yes, sir, Grant. And what about Prince Albert being crimp cut? That's important to pipe smokers, too. Because PA packs neat and firm, and it smokes smooth and long burning.
You're so right, Cousin Ray. Right now, I'd like to remind the fellows listening in to enjoy Prince Albert's natural tobacco taste in their next pipe or making cigarette. PA is always fresh and mighty cool smoking, too. It's the national joy smoke.
You know, folks, for many, many years, every time you said the words Grand Ole Opry, you automatically were talking about great entertainers like Roy Acuff, Ernest Tubb, Minnie Pearl, and our guest tonight. So let's hear from one of country music's all-time greats, Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys.
All right, so thank you, Ray. Thank you. And we picked out one of our own numbers here now called Uncle Pen. Come from far away, the night's so night to the break of day. When they call her a holler, do she do, you do walk up in.
Ain't even about to down on a hill in the buzzing town. Play your fiddle on a harp, ring, you head off, you hear it sing.
An old preacher called Soldier Joy, and one he called Boston's Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lynn, and me, that's where sinners begin.
Hey, it ain't about some damn down the hill in the buzzing town. Play the fiddle on a hard ring, you head off, you hear it sing.
Never forget that mournful day when Uncle Ben called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, they knew it was time for him to go.
Hey, it ain't about some damn down the hill in the buzzing town. Played a fiddle on a hard ring, you had talk, you'd hear it sing.
Really going on, Uncle Pen. That was fine, Bill. And what do you say we all get going right now and join the Grand Ole Opry Square Dances as they answer the call on Sally Gooden with Dr. Lou Childrey, I call him.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's folks, for just a few moments, we'd all like to settle down a little to enjoy one of the fine old sacred songs we always include on a Saturday night Grand Ole Opry. We hope you like the one we've picked to do called Peace in the Valley.
For me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow,
Lord,
no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must travel on till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes, with the morning so bright and the lamb is the light and the night is as black as the sea. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me,
for me.
Thank you, folks. Thanks just a whole lot. Right now, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Ray, can you roll up a Macon cigarette with the wind blowing all around you?
I sure can, Grant. You know, with crimp cut Prince Albert, it's a cinch. You see, being crimp cut, PA doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. It rolls up real neat in an OCB paper.
No, I bet it tastes real good, too, because nature herself put the flavor in PA. And Prince Albert sure knows how to bring out all the flavor that nature puts in the tobacco.
Yes, sir, Grant, and another thing I like about PA is that it's always so fresh.
Man, you know, there's lots of reasons for liking Prince Albert. So many, in fact, that Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Just listen to this little song.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sir, that great big day for kids of all ages is just around the corner, and we got a fellow who's going to usher in the season for all the Opry gang. Right now, here's Chet Atkins and Jingle Bell. Thank you. That's mighty fine, Chip. Thank you. Yes, sir, Christmas is not far away. And we got a friend of ours who's really waiting for Santa Claus. And not to see what he's going to bring, but just to try to get a date with him. And we're talking about our favorite man chaser and gossiping friend, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm so proud to be here. Well, I tell you now, we've had a lot of interesting things happening at Grinder Switch this week, but the most interesting was the trip that me and Uncle Nabob and Brother went on. We went a-hunting this past week, and I wish y'all could have went with us. Oh, we had the best time. We went a-hunting. They take me rabbit hunting with them, because I'm such a fast runner, see. I run along by the sides of the rabbits and feel them, see if they're fat, so they can shoot them, you know. And, we went hunting, and, I killed a rabbit, and, Brother killed a squirrel, and Uncle Nabob killed a quart. And, while we was out there, hunting, well, there was two little old skunks come up right along by the side of us, and this one little old skunk said to the other little old skunk,
"Howdy, Minnie."
Oh. Rodley, you have done made polecats out of both of us. Do you realize that?
I didn't know that.
Rodley, I tell you now, I bet you don't know something.
What?
Do you know what one skunk said to the other skunk?
No, Minnie, I don't. What did one skunk say to the other skunk?
Yeah, well, so do you.
I thought that Jimmy Shell.
Rodley, you ever go hunting? Do you ever go hunting, Rodley?
Minnie Pearl, go hunting? Gal, I'm telling you, gal. I'm telling you, gal. I am the best shot in Hornwall.
Are you really?
Yes, sir.
I didn't think you ever shot off anything but your mouth.
Well, by Ned Ishak, Joe. Well, now, me and Uncle Sot, we went to hunting the other day, and we wasn't in the woods 30 minutes till bang, and there was a dead bear.
How long you reckon it'd been dead, Rod?
Oh, about 3 days, I guess, when we got there. Minnie Pearl, if I had a goat burger, I'd make you eat it.
Oh, Rodley, I love you. You're so silly. Well, Rodley, did I tell you about Brother's new dog?
No, has he got another?
Yeah.
Every time I see you, he's got another old flea-bitten, mangy. What's he got this time?
Well, he teaches some tricks, though, and that's something odd because, you know, you'd think you'd have to know more than the dog teach him. Well, sir, though, he's got a brand new dog. It's an old hound dog.
Yeah, hound?
Yeah. He's half pointer and half setter.
Half pointer and half setter. Well, that there sounds like a good dog, half pointer and half setter. Is it a good dog?
It ain't such a good dog. You see, the pointer half sets and the setter half points. It don't work out so well.
I'd shoot that there dog.
Rod, what you been doing to get ready for Christmas, boy?
Well, I've got me a new job, Minnie, and I'm just plumb tickled with it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm working in a big department store downtown here.
Are you?
They sell everything.
Yeah.
Just sell everything. I've even got them selling that there new hair tonic of mine.
You invented a hair tonic?
Yeah, but I didn't use none of it. This hair stuff is wonderful. I mixed it up myself.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got me one of them great big old copper pots, you know, one of them big old vats.
Yeah?
A big old copper vat pot.
Yeah.
And there in Hornwall, and I mixed it up myself, and I reckon everybody in Hornwall come over here to see me mix up my tonic there.
What'd you put in your hair tonic?
Well, the ingredients is, it's got some iodine, and some calcium, and some gumbo acidity, and gumbo acum, and, oh, I don't know, and George.
George?
Yeah, George. That's my neighbor. I told him he was standing too close to the vat there when I...
Rodley, I'd be ashamed of myself. Well, I'll tell you now, while you're bragging about being an inventor, I'll tell you, my brother's invented a liquid that'll dissolve anything.
A liquid that will dissolve anything.
A liquid that will dissolve anything.
Oh, that's wonderful. He's smarter than I thought he were.
Well, he ain't so smart. He can't find nothing to keep it in. Bye now. See you next week.
Yes, sir. We always get a big kick out of talking to Minnie. And we always like to hear the real old country music flavor of Bill Monroe and his bluegrass boys. How about another one from Bill, folks, huh? Bill, you know, it's getting awful close to Christmas here, and I just wondered if you'd do me and all the wonderful people here a favor and sing one of your real great Christmas recordings that you have out on record.
Thank you, Ray. I'd like to do the number entitled Christmas Time's A-Come.
That's a good one.
Snowflakes are falling, mowed homes are calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, bringing joy to all? Can you hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going.
White candles burning, my old heart's yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, bringing joy to all? Can you hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country.
Holly's in the window, homeward the wind blows. Can't walk for running, Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, bringing joy to all? Can you hear them singing? When it's snowed, I'll be going back to my country.
Thank you, Bill. We enjoyed that a whole lot. And by golly, we got another order of old-time country music coming up for you. Here's the old man from the mountain, Grandpa Jones and Cindy.
Boy, you ought to see my Cindy. She's living way down south. She's so sweet, the honeybees formed around her mouth. Get along home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy. I'm gonna leave you now. When she saw me coming, she puckered up and cried. When I went to leave her, she fainted away and died. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now. Well, Cindy in the summertime and Cindy in the fall. If you can't be Cindy all the time, you can't be Cindy at all. Get along home, home, Cindy, get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy, I'm gonna leave you now. With a hook and a line. When you're gonna marry, don't ever look behind. Get along home, home, Cindy. Get along home. Get along home, home, Cindy. I'm gonna leave you now. Cindy is a pretty gal and Cindy is a peach. She threw her
Cindy, that was real good, Grandpa. You know, right now, we'd like to do another song for you kind folks, and we'd kind of like to make it one of our newest records we have out on the Columbia label. One we hope you've heard, one we hope you like. Dedicated to all the wonderful folks here at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, I've Got a New Heartache.
Talk around that that I'm still in love with you. Though you let me down, I hate to admit it, but I guess the talk is true. Or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. I found another sweetheart to drive you from my mind. I thought that I'd forgotten you, but I know that it's not true. Or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue.
Thank you just a whole lot. We sure hope you folks had a good time at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And you be sure and come back next week, won't you? Same time and same place. When we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and up in the driver's seat will be Jim Reeves and his bringing along Red Savine. Till then, this is Ray Price saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Today's the day for you to win with Cavalier, the new, all-new king-size cigarette.
You're bound to win greater smoking enjoyment with Cavalier's great new blend, because new Cavalier gives you great taste, and you get the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Yes, the new, all-new Cavalier is a great smoke.
Light up an all-new Cavalier. Right off, you'll get the pleasure of rich tobacco taste that draws so easily through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's new blend of top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
So smooth, so full, so natural tasting, puff after puff, smoke after smoke.
Enjoy this wonderful smoking experience soon. Make it today. Look for the smart new Cavalier pack in red, white, and gold. Win greater smoking enjoyment with the new, all-new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.